Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Bridge WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Storm gathers, no data. I'm Elliot Francis. Warnings have been posted in Jamaica, Cuba, and parts of Haiti as Hurricane Matthew bears down on the Caribbean. Meteorologist John Trump reports.
Flash floods and violent winds from Hurricane Matthew are expected in Haiti today. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Matthew is a Category 4 storm. Maximum sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. The storm is expected to pass to the east of Jamaica today. And forecasters are, of course, watching for the impact of Matthew on the U.S. East Coast. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
Engineers investigating last week's crash of a commuter train are getting very little from the train's data recorder. NTSB's Billadin Czar explains.
Yesterday, our recorder's experts worked with the experts from the manufacturers to access data from the recovered locomotive event recorder. Unfortunately, the event recorder was not functioning during this trip.
The engineer, Thomas Gallagher, says he has no memory of that crash. I'm Elliot Francis. The U.S. Supreme Court's new term begins later this morning, and the first oral arguments are set for Tuesday, still with an empty seat on the bench. Correspondent Barbara Cusack tells more.
The absence of a ninth justice has forced the High Court to assemble a docket of more modest cases with less contentious issues on which they are not as likely to see a 4-4 divide. The ideological balance of the Supreme Court hinges on the November election. The court's direction and outcome of cases being heard depends largely on which candidate wins the presidency. The bottom line is it could be several months before the nation's highest court is again operating at full strength. I'm Barbara Cusack, Washington.
An anonymous source has leaked three of Donald Trump's 1995 state income tax returns to the New York Times. The report claims Trump declared a $916 million loss on those tax returns. The so-called net operating loss may have allowed Trump to avoid paying any federal income tax for up to 18 years. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The Redskins pick up their first home win of the season as Kirk Cousins throws three touchdown passes to lead the Skins to a win over Cleveland. Coach Jay Gruden's encouraged.
I like the way we rebounded from being 0-2. Didn't like to be an 0-2, but it's good to get our first home win. I think there's a lot of positives that we can draw off our four-game start, and there's a lot of things that we can clean up.
Next up, the Skins travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Montgomery County wants to hear from Republicans as they search for Election Day volunteers.
It may be a very deep blue part of deep blue Maryland, but they still need help on Election Day.
You know, we are a highly Democratic county, and so we're always looking for Republican voters who are interested in serving as election judges.
County Board of Elections spokeswoman Marjorie Rohrer says it's an urgent need, especially around Bethesda and Silver Spring, now just a month away from the big day.
We're all talking about record crowds, and you know, we are certainly preparing for a large crowd.
They're also looking for bilingual volunteers to help the large Spanish-speaking population. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
So how vulnerable to hackers are the nation's election systems? States are now on the defensive to protect voter information and make sure every vote counts properly.
The FBI has been warning state election officials about the possibility of hackers. In Virginia, the election commissioner says security has always been a priority.
Cybersecurity is really a year-round, you know, emphasis and undertaking.
Commissioner Edgardo Cortez says the department is taking any threats seriously. He notes that the voting machines are not connected to the internet and therefore can't be hacked, but the voter registration system is under constant surveillance.
We, you know, follow all the industry best practices for keeping that data secure.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,308, the NASDAQ at 5312. Sports, the Redskins improved to 2-2. The Cowboys beat the Niners. The Giants play the Vikings tonight. The Ravens lose. The late game, the Steelers beat the Chiefs. Baseball, the Nats Mets finish the regular season with a win, so do the Orioles, clinching a wild card playoff spot. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway in Maryland, a road work is still in place on the Beltway as you pass Connecticut Avenue toward George Avenue. Looks like coned off. Two lanes to the left are blocked, so stay to the right as you work through that stretch. No delay at this time, but you come around off at 270 and you'll encounter that. On the outer loop opposite side, leaving College Park as you pass New Hampshire Avenue and then University Boulevard, we had two separate work zones too, so you still see some of that activity there. Virginia Beltway, nice and quiet. No problems, no construction reported. 66 good both inside and outside of the Capitol Beltway. Heading across the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, each direction of the freeway lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Zero rain chances here right on through midweek. We'll continue to see sunshine around after clouds break this morning, and here's seasonable temperatures this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine. We'll do about 75. Tonight, clear, comfortable, 59 degrees. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine, 73. Clouds, sun, low 70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Manassas, 57 in Frederick, 66 degrees in Washington. Kim Kardashian is held at gunpoint and robbed in her hotel in Paris. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hope you're getting up and getting around, getting that first cup of coffee. And while you're getting your coffee and making your way to a productive day of work in the world, we've got stuff for you. 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. 7:35, we'll talk about the Redskins' victory this weekend over the Cleveland Browns with Trevor Maddich. At 8:05, former Virginia governor and Senator George Allen. And at 8:35, hey, the Nats are headed to postseason play. We'll talk to the Washington Post Nats reporter, Chelsea James. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Donald Trump is dodging questions about his taxes. This after the New York Times published a few pages of his tax return from 1995. And apparently that year, he reported a $916 million loss, as many businessmen, multimillionaire businessmen, must do from time to time. I dare say Warren Buffett, I'm sure, has posted losses similar to that some years. He's even said that he pays lower taxes and less in taxes than his own secretary. But this has become a big issue, according to the media, at least. This is something that you care about because that's what they're talking about. And why would the media talk about something that you didn't care about? Ann Coulter was asked about it over the weekend, and he said this is a total media story. Only the media cares about it. Doesn't make a difference to the voters. Nobody cares. Well, do you care? 888-630-9625. If you knew that Donald Trump, or any presidential nominee for that matter, for years did not pay taxes, which, by the way, is not any evidence in record at this point. Only 1995 is in question. But, of course, people are extrapolating that. So let's go with their narrative. Donald Trump, multimillionaire businessman for the last several years, maybe even the last two decades, has not paid federal taxes, they claim. Well, is that a problem with you? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I have to agree with his finest surrogate these days, Donald Trump's, is Rudy Giuliani. Can he be the stand-in for the debate next time around?
Wouldn't that be
could
great?
He be, yeah. Could he do that, please? Because he's doing a really good job. He says Trump is an absolute genius if he's been able to live the lifestyle that he's lived and not pay taxes. Because let's be clear on something. Donald Trump has not released his taxes because he's under an audit, right? And that's his choice. And by the way, even if he weren't on the audit, it's his choice if he doesn't want to release his taxes. I understand past presidents, candidates have done it. He doesn't have to. It's not a constitutional requirement to release your taxes. It's not a constitutional requirement to pay taxes, for that matter. But if he can live the lifestyle that he has lived and done business the way he has done and employed the number of people that he has employed and chugged as much money into the American economy as he has, which no one can dispute, for the last several decades, then if he can do all of that without having to pay taxes because the existing law permits it, isn't that pretty awesome? And let's just be clear here. This is the system that we have. He has been under these audits for several years, and at no point has Donald Trump ever been charged with any crime of avoiding taxes, which means he is using the system that was designed for people like him. So if he is following the law and using the system, does it matter to you? Or, in fact, is he kind of higher in your esteem? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAO.
It is the biggest nothing burger I've ever heard. I mean, I am so unimpressed. I couldn't believe all of the hyperventilating over the weekend. Donald Trump, you know, posted a $916 million loss in 1995, and we're going to do some really interesting calculations and extrapolations which say that he could. They don't even say he did, but, I mean, it gets reported as he did. He didn't pay any taxes for 18 years. No, he could possibly have not paid taxes for 18 years. We don't know that because we don't know what happened in 96, 97, 98, year 2000 going forward. We have no idea what else landed in his taxes.
Well, to be fair, we don't know because he hasn't released his taxes.
That's right. But we also don't know that he didn't pay taxes for 18 years, as has been widely reported. And here's the second thing. Where's the violation of law? I mean, there are a lot of questions that you could raise about Hillary Clinton where you can talk about potential violations of the law. There's no suggestion that anything he did here was illegal. And as I said on this program on Friday, and I've said this all along, if he paid taxes that he wasn't required to pay, I would be more concerned. I mean, he used the system that is in place. Every American I know uses the system to pay the least amount of taxes that they could. It's a fine American tradition to take legal deductions. And if you don't like the fact that the legal deductions exist, then let's change the system. I'm all for that. Let's go to the flat tax. Let's do that. I would be okay with that. But as long as that system is in place and he avails himself of it, what's the big whoop? I don't understand why this is such a big story.
Agreed. And as I said, Ann Coulter says that no one cares, only the media cares. But here's the interesting response. In that interview with The Guardian, the response was, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Given that he's spoken a great deal about Clinton's emails, it seems reasonable to ask about his tax payments. Oh, there's a good answer to that. I would love for you to provide it if you'd like. If not, I'll jump in with my answer. I'm sure Ann Coulter had a good answer, too. But we want to take your calls on this. 888-630-WMAL. Trump's taxes, is it a deal? Or is it no deal? Patrick in Leesburg, you're first up here on WMAL. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. It's very frustrating, you know, to see the media again trying to paint the narrative. I mean, I do not care if he didn't. I mean, he did what you said, Larry. He did it within the law. And what's more concerning for me is how someone that left the White House, quote, broke, is now worth $200-something million. That is what drives me insane. And how people don't, you know, get on the bandwagon and want to, like, bring her down for that blows my mind.
Yeah, she's enriched herself and her family. And can we point to any tangible thing that she has done to earn the millions of dollars over the years she and her husband, other than give speeches to very rich people?
Exactly. Yeah. And this is another example of government. You know, people that are in the government have no clue how to run a business, no clue how to run a balance sheet, nothing.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
Agreed.
Sure, they're angry at him for being rich and not paying taxes. Hillary Clinton is rich, as Patrick just pointed out. And the tangible thing is some speech she gave to a rich benefactor. Donald Trump can point to a building. And I'm not defending the guy. It's just, let's just look at the reality of it. He can point to a building. He can point to a resort. He can point to a television show.
And each he can point to tangible things.
And each one of those tangible things how many different people, entities, organizations, laborers from every walk of life, from the people who clean the buildings to the people who poured the concrete to the people who build the joists to the people who work on the television shows, all of that being created via the economic engine that was his business career. And Hillary Clinton gave a speech. I guess someone drove her there.
Yeah, well, she had to have a driver. That's
someone
right.
probably wrote the speech.
Yeah.
Someone had to make the fabulous Maoist pantsuit that she wore at the speech. Joanne in Virginia. Joanne, you're on WML. Joanne, I am told by the media that this especially bothers women, that Donald Trump didn't pay taxes. So what do you say, Joanne?
Good morning, guys. Absolutely not, because I agree with everything you said. They have not shown that he broke the law. And so I don't understand why this is such a big deal, but of course, it's like everything else in the media. They keep, you know, shoving it in everybody's faces, trying to make us believe that it's a problem, when what they don't want to talk about is who did break the law, which is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, thank you, Joanne. And that's part of the answer, by the way, to this reporter that says, well, you talk about her emails all the time. It seems fair to talk about his taxes. Well, one of the good responses is, well, yeah, but she probably broke the law because of her emails. Certainly doesn't look like Donald Trump broke the law. There's also another very important response, because I know you're going to get that challenge today at work. At the liberal in the cubicle next to you is going to say, oh, you spent all this time talking about the emails. What's wrong with talking about his taxes? I'll give you a better answer on that one, too. Plus more of your calls on the Trump tax story. Does it resonate with you? Give us a call. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 515 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Maryland, around the Beltway. Do watch, they still have some cones set up from the overnight construction. This will be on the inner loop of the Beltway heading through Bethesda. As you pass 355 Connecticut Avenue and around Port George Avenue, they still have those two left lanes coned off. Not seeing any delay, but again, as you come around off of 270 and from Old Georgetown Road, do keep alert, please. Definitely keep alert. Points further north, and I'm looking at some of the cameras on 29 coming through Columbia, Maryland, passing Route 100. I'm not seeing any delays, but some foggy conditions. Remember, low beams, better in the foggy conditions. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, same story through Jessup. Now, when you get closer to the Beltway, looks good. No problems right now to the Wilson Bridge. Virginia Beltway, nice and quiet. 66, the Greenway, Toll Road, off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to partly cloudy today, a really pleasant day around 75 degrees, and tonight it'll get cool with clear skies, 59. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 73, another really nice day. On Wednesday in the low 70s, Thursday looks like a good day in the low 70s. Friday, clear to partly cloudy in the low 70s. And by the end of the week, we'll need to be weather aware as we continue to track what's going on with Hurricane Matthew. It'll be moving closer to the continental United States by the end of the week. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is 517 on WMAL.
You can enroll in UMUC's undergraduate program. Their next session starts October 24th. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
Apparently, we need to care about Donald Trump's taxes, because in 1995, according to three pages obtained by the New York Times and then published without the American citizens' permission for all the world to see, it showed that he took a $916 million loss. We don't know what kind of money he made and profit he had to pay on the year before, the year after. Speaking of that, so the New York Times can just publish your tax returns for everyone to see? I mean, is there anything more private and personal than your tax returns? I don't think so. And the New York Times reporter, Suzanne Craig, was asked about that over the weekend.
I don't think it's a crime to check your mailbox, and that's what we did, and then we did some reporting. So, but we definitely, they told us that they may sue, and we are comfortable with the story and went ahead with it.
They're comfortable with the story. First Amendment, I'm sure, eventually at some point will protect them, although I don't know if the First Amendment was really intended to publish people's very private personal information without their permission. Good to know that that's where they stand. But what do you think? 888-630-9625. Is this something that is an issue coming up, or is this a media issue? Tim in Culpeper, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning. This is a non-issue for me, and I'm sure many other Americans. No matter how poor or rich you are, you always go to get your taxes done with the common goal of paying less taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Jump
through the loophole, and if there are any, and you pay less taxes.
Yeah. If I were him, I would steer into this where, you know, they always say if you're driving on a road and you start to swerve, you're supposed to steer into it. He should. His next rally, he should say, I'm going to spend the next 30 minutes giving every American a free seminar on how you can set your finances up in a way to avoid federal taxes.
That's right.
Here's what we do. That's what he should do.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to do this for you because I understand the system and I'm going to go ahead and do it. I would love that.
To any American who has criticism of Donald Trump for not paying federal taxes, if that is indeed the case, we don't know that that's true. It's just a speculation. It's an extrapolation at this point. But any American who has some concerns about that, I think you just look them in the eye and say, do you take every deduction that's available to you?
Right.
Do you, in your taxes, do everything within your power to pay the least amount to the federal government? And I don't know anybody who goes out of their way to pay taxes when they don't have to.
Yeah, like the New York Times, by the way. The New York Times had a huge operating loss last year. They didn't pay any federal taxes.
Nope, they didn't.
The New York Times is guilty of the same kind of criminal behavior that Donald Trump is guilty
so
of, which
silly.
Means nothing. But, of course, they want to pick our next president. Donald Trump wants to be our next president. Howard and Laurel, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think of this tax issue, Howard?
Well, morning, fellas. I hope you both had a good weekend.
We did.
I had two comments on that. Number one, I want to know the name and phone number of his tax attorney.
Yeah,
number two,
right. I need a good referral.
Exactly. Number two is, in dealing with the lib at the next cubicle, I just simply ask, do you like getting a tax refund at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you like to make the tax refund bigger? Yes. Okay, so what separates you and Donald Trump?
Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
In fact, the most important aspect of Donald Trump and taxes that we should be repeating is cutting the business rate to 15%, reducing individual rates to three brackets, 12, 25, and 33, and a 0% tax rate for many Americans. That's the tax issue with Donald Trump that really makes the biggest difference. But when that liberal in your cubicle next to you says, or even if it's an undecided voter in the cubicle next to you says, well, geez, you know, all you want to talk about is the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative and Hillary Clinton's emails and all of those things, why isn't it fair game to talk about Donald Trump's taxes? Say, hey, now here's the difference. The problem with the emails and the problem with the Clinton Foundation all occurred when she was working for the U.S. government. She was the Secretary of State, and now she wants a promotion. So she's shown us how she's going to operate when she was working with the U.S. government, because this is her government career. This is what she was doing when she was a servant of the American people and operating under the public trust. Donald Trump and his alleged tax problem is when he was a private citizen as a businessman, what, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a difference there? I see a pretty huge difference. More of your calls on Donald Trump's and the New York Times charge that maybe, possibly, depending on how you extrapolate three pages of a leaked 95 tax return, maybe he didn't pay any taxes for quite some time. Do you have a problem with it? We'll continue with your calls in a moment.
It's 522.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
All right, so let's talk about home security for just a moment. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price, just $19.95 a month. So why are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring? Make the switch to Ackerman and start saving. Now, you may say, well, why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees you response time. They make it very easy to make the switch. You can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring for that great $19.95 a month price. Finally, at Ackerman, security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. You need any more reasons? Here's one more. Mention WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free in the month of October. With daylight saving times ending, with the sun setting earlier, holiday travel just around the corner, make sure your home and family are protected with Ackerman. Call now, switch and save, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Why are you more likely to get ticketed for running a red light in D.C. and Maryland than in Virginia?
They're ripping us off. They're robbing us.
Seven on your side knows the secret behind why some cameras are more of a cash cow than others. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Every year in America, over 10,000 people are wrongly convicted.
It wasn't me. That's the truth.
That's why the Conviction Integrity Unit was assembled. One team.
The cops put the wrong guy away from her.
Has just 5 days to decide if the convicted.
I never touched the woman.
Should be set free.
Looks like we have a suspect.
From the executive producer of Criminal Minds.
This unit could do good.
Conviction. Series premiere after Dancing with the Stars. Live on ABC.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11. On Your Side. 7 on Your Side. Four little words
that pack a big punch.
That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on Your Side.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
It is 525 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland to 70, good, out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Just a little bit of that volume just starting to form as you push south across the Monocacy. Once you get down to the Beltway, though, Bethesda, that's where you're heading. We still have construction set up on the inner loop of the Beltway as you approach Connecticut Avenue around toward George Avenue. I still see those two left lanes coned off, so really keep alert through that area. Once you get beyond there, you're good. Heading through Greenbelt, outer loop, they had wrapped up the road work near New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. Still can see a little bit of activity, though. For Metro Rail, we're still in Safe Track Surge number 9, but in addition, this morning, Red Line. Expect some delays right now. There's single tracking between Tacoma and Rhode Island Avenue stations, unscheduled track repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Zero rain chances here right on through midweek. We'll continue to see sunshine around after clouds break this morning. And here's seasonable temperatures this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine. We'll do about 75. Tonight, clear, comfortable, 59 degrees. Tomorrow, a few clouds and sunshine, 73. Clouds, sun, low 70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 pleasant degrees. It's now 526.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
There are not very many smart businessmen who don't take advantage of the tax, legal tax laws that are there. And if they are, then they're not very good businessmen, and no one wants to go into business with them. And they don't have very good lawyers, and they don't have very good accountants.
Rudy Giuliani yesterday on CNN State of the Union with Jake Tapper. Chris Christie, for his part also on the Sunday show, said,
there's no one who's shown more genius in their way to maneuver around the tax code and to rightfully use the laws to do that.
And no one is suggesting he didn't break the law, so what's the big deal? Doc in Fairfax, you're next up on WMAL. Go, Doc.
Hi. We're putting it the wrong way when we say that he didn't pay taxes. What we really should be saying is that he had no net income. I was a consultant for the IRS for over a decade, and you don't owe tax if you don't have income.
Mm-hmm.
That was what Romney said about 47% of the people in the United States, that their income didn't come up to a level where they had to pay tax.
Yeah, of course,
and
Doc.
Because of the net operating loss carry forward rules,
right,
he was able to deduct the loss against his income. Now, if you want to have a situation where people only pay a gross income tax, that would have some very serious economic impact on whether people are willing to start businesses, take risks, employ other people, and the sort of thing that Donald Trump's private businesses have done.
Thank you, Doc. Well said. We'll leave it there.
Yeah, it is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. Get to the end-of-quarter clearance sale by Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Coming up in just a moment. Did you happen to join us out at the Free Speech Forum? If you didn't, guess what? We're going to tell you all about it. It was a great evening at the Birchmere. That's straight ahead right here on WMAL 530 in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Both campaigns are reacting to the weekend disclosure by the New York Times that Donald Trump claimed a $916 million loss in 1995, which experts say could have allowed him to avoid federal income taxes for 18 years.
The Trump campaign has not disputed the accuracy or the facts in that New York Times story. They put out a statement calling the Times and the media in general an extension of the Clinton campaign. That statement went on to attack Clinton before finally arguing that Trump had a fiduciary responsibility as a businessman to pay no more tax than legally required.
Correspondent Chris Freitz. The Clinton campaign, which has been pressing Trump to release his tax return, says the New York Times story demonstrates just how long he may have avoided all federal income taxes. Kirk Cousins threw three touchdown passes, including two to tight end Jordan Reed, as the Redskins defeat the Cleveland Browns.
Just really, you know, the old cliche of one game at a time, try to go 1-0 each week, and that'll never change. So we're happy we went 1-0 this week, and now we focus on Baltimore on the road next week.
With the win, the Skins improved to 2-2 on the season. There will be additional Prince George's County police officers at some schools in the county today in response to some kind of threat posted on social media. A police department tweet last night said the additional police presence was, quote, out of an abundance of caution. Residents have been evacuated from a 9-story apartment building in the Alexandria area of Fairfax County because of significant water damage. Authorities ordered everyone out after a resident noticed cracks in some columns. Experts say the damaged columns have actually caused that building to sink 2 to 3 inches. Environmental activists are going to start a 3-day protest today outside Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's office in Richmond. The activists plan a news conference to call on the governor to oppose proposed natural gas pipelines and to push for stricter state requirements related to disposing of coal waste byproducts. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,308. The Nasdaq at 53,12. Sports wins for the Redskins and Cowboys. The Giants play tonight. The Ravens lose for the first time this season. Late game, the Steelers win. Baseball, Max Scherzer gets his 20th win as the Nats end the regular season with a victory over Miami. And the Orioles lock up a playoff berth with a win over the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, this is where we seem to be off to a busy start out of Frederick 270 southbound as you just merge off 70 down through Urbana already with the heavy volume and then off and on the brakes bit through Clarksburg and some of the points farther north as you try to push it in toward the Beltway. That's where we're seeing some foggy conditions. So remember, low beams, much better. Now, once on the Beltway, Bethesda still have the roadwork set up. It's not quite wrapped up and it was scheduled to finish at 5, but they were doing milling and paving. They're a little behind schedule. Interloop, Bethesda, as you pass Connecticut Avenue toward George Avenue, stay to the right to get by. And I am starting to see a little bit of volume now form as more commuters get out and about. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, you're quiet. 66, off to a good start. No problems. 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should remain rain-free. Clouds around this morning. Sprinkles, rain showers north and east. Clouds mix eventually with some sunshine this morning. A cloud-sun mix through the day, 75. Tonight, we fall back to about 59 and clear. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 73. Good looking day on Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Springfield, 57 in Damascus, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37. This is WMAO, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 7:05, Joe DiGenova. 7:35, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst. Redskins now sitting at 500 after yesterday's win. 8:05, former Virginia governor and senator George Allen. He might want to talk about the Redskins, but we'll also ask him about what it's like to debate Tim Kaine. He knows a thing or two about that. And at 8:35, Chelsea Janes, Washington Post reporter. She covers the Nationals, and we'll be talking about their venture into the postseason and the road to the World Series. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hey, a big thank you to all of the people who turned up last Saturday night for the WMAL Free Speech Forum out at the Birchmere. What a great event it was. Packed house. It was, as you may know, it's me and Larry and Chris and Mark Levin were all there to take your questions and have a conversation. And it was a wonderful event. You know, Larry, here on Mornings on the Mall, we come in and we look into a microphone and we look into each other's eyes.
adoringly, of course.
Lovingly.
Yeah, and we see names on a board, and we take phone calls, but we never really sometimes remember the faces that are behind those names that we see on the big call screen. And it's so good to go to an event like this and actually interact with people and get to talk to them and shake their hands and you know, understand that it's more than just names on a call screen or voices we hear on the phone. Real people out there who have some very, 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 you know, we share a lot of things in common with them. And it was such a great place. I've always said that, you know, WMAL is like a red island in a sea of blue. and it was so nice to be with people who see the world as we see it and who care about the things that we care about and to all have a big kumbaya moment there at the Birchmere. What a great evening it was. I had a tremendous time. I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for coming out and also say how much I enjoyed, you know, just finding out what's on your mind and having the opportunity to shake your hand and get to know you a little better.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Brian. And this is the second time we've done this now, twice this year. We did it once in April and then this time. And both times it was sold out at least a week before the event itself, which really encourages us, I think, to do more of these events.
Sure.
And everyone seemed to have a really, really good time. And I really enjoyed it, too. You know, one of the things you mentioned, meeting people who are listeners to the program, I loved how many people that were there who listened during this hour. You know, the 5 o'clock hour is always a very special hour for us. And we always try to gear our topics in a certain way to really appeal to the people that we think are really early risers and getting out there and right. getting the long commute or maybe working in the military and other aspects of our federal government. And so many people, you know, when I was talking to them in the receiving line there afterwards, I'd say, you know, when do you listen?
I said, I asked that question too.
5:30 a.m.
Yeah,
I'm there.
They were there
at the beginning. I started listening right at 5 a.m. And I love that. And they were their diehards and they absolutely seemed to have a good time as well.
I noticed that as well. So many people said that they were listening very, very early in the morning. And then, there are those people who, said, hey, we get up in the morning, we turn on Brian and Larry, we listen to Chris Plant, and it stays on all day long. And, you know, we love people like that. And thank you so much for your support. Because, you know, we can't do what we do if it's not for you. We really can't. And it's so great. It's so rewarding, is the word I'm looking for, to be able to put a face with a name or to see the faces who are impacted by what we do. Sometimes it feels like we're just talking into the microphone, you know, but it really does impact people's lives, and we do have a relationship that we cherish.
Yeah, I always try to imagine that I'm just sitting on someone's dashboard.
Oh, is that right?
While they're driving in, yeah, sort of straddling the steering wheel.
Like a bobblehead or something.
Yeah, like one of those little hula girls, exactly, sort of, and then just standing there staring at them. So I try not to think of the, just staring into a blank microphone thing. I want to talk to that person as they're driving. Oh, I get in their line of vision as they're trying to make their way down the road, but it's okay.
All right.
I can be a little transparent.
I never thought of it that way. I think
you
adopt
should.
It makes it
very easy to sort of just focus straight in. So you want to do it again? Should we try to
do
one of
I'm absolutely for it.
Forms?
Yeah, Chris was a little unhinged. He got a little wild and crazy on stage. But sometimes,
That's who Chris Plant is.
That's what Chris Plant is, because there's only one Chris Plant.
It was awesome.
And Mark Levin, what a great guy is that guy. To hang with him backstage and to get to know him better on a one-on-one basis, he really is just a lovely, lovely man. And, you know, look, it's one of those people that, you know, I've said this of a couple of people that I've worked with in my career. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Charles Krauthammer is one that I remember as being a guy, when he opened his mouth, there was great wisdom that came out. This is the way it is with Mark Levin. You just sit there and he opens his mouth and you just say, gee, I just learned stuff. Wow. What a mind.
Yeah. Well, so one of the questions that we got from the audience actually, I sort of had us all stumped and thinking, because, you know, a lot of the questions we anticipated and we were sort of thinking, okay, well, you know, if we were asked this, we'll ask that. Well, we had a question from the audience that came up at the Free Speech Forum that I think all of us sort of had to take a minute to really think about and come up with it. And not all of us came up with great answers to it, in fact. We were all sort of working our way through it. And we're going to ask that question of you coming up in the 6 o'clock hour at 6 a.m. So stay with us here, because you get to sort of be an extension of the Free Speech Forum from Saturday night. And for those of you who came out, thank you for it. Yeah. We love you. And for those of you who didn't make it because it was sold out, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll do another one soon.
It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Last week on Capitol Hill, during a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, laboratory directors from all three services addressed innovation through science and engineering in support of military operations.
The committee was made aware that technology breakthroughs have contributed to or supported every major operational Air Force platform. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's what you need to do. You need to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyer pool. The Reynolds are working with over 5,500 ready home buyers right now. Call them and let them show you how it works, like they did for Ronald and Ingrid from Woodbridge. Debbie and Sarah sold their home in just 2 days at full asking price. You know, the agent you hire does matter. The Reynolds team sells 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. And they're going to guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. So if you or someone you know is selling their home, refer Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with confidence. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the 4 main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
It is 5:45 now on WMEL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, the better news on Metrorail, they're no longer single tracking the Red Line trains, which when they got out of the gate running this morning, they had some unscheduled track repairs to do near Tacoma Park. That's been resolved. It's just a little bit of residual delay. And we continue under Safe Track Surge number 9, where the Orange Line train single tracks between Vienna and the West Falls Church Station. Now, not so good news. We have road work still set up on the Maryland Beltway. The problem was the milling and paving, and sometimes they just run behind schedule when they're doing that paving project. Beltway Bethesda already bunching up to try to get past this construction that's not picked up yet between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue. Stay right to get by Virginia. No lingering road work, no lingering problems on the Beltway. 95, though, through Stafford and Aquia. Again, in Dale City, seeing some of those brake lights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should remain rain-free. Clouds around this morning. Sprinkles, rain showers north and east. Clouds mix eventually with some sunshine this morning. A cloud-sun mix through the day, 75. Tonight, we fall back to about 59 and clear. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 73. Good-looking day on Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees at 5:47.
Tonight on ABC7, after the premiere of Conviction, 7 on Your Side reveals why red light cameras nab some more than others. Tonight on ABC7 News at 11.
Here we are, one day away from the vice presidential candidates debate. It will be in Farmville, Virginia at Longwood University. Uh-huh. The eyes of the nation, if not the entire world, will be on little Farmville, Virginia. We're as the two,
waiting with bated breath
to hear the two vice presidential nominees. And ABC News put together a poll asking a simple question. Can you name the two vice presidential nominees who will be engaged in this debate that we will be getting wall-to-wall coverage on? And it's not great news for either of them. Worse for Tim Kaine of Virginia. Only 41% of respondents could correctly name.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me rephrase this. I just did it backwards, actually. 46% said they had no idea who the Democratic vice presidential nominee mm-hmm. was, and 41% had no idea who the Republican nominee was. In other words, we have 54% who can name Tim Kaine and 59% who can name Mike Pence, which leads us to the very important question.
Yeah.
Why are we even doing this?
I think that's interesting. And understand that you have two guys who are roughly and, you know, sort of equals in what should be the public's recognition of them. For example, one is a sitting governor, former congressman. The other is a former governor, sitting senator. A member of, they've served in Congress, they've served as governors. You know, I would think that you would expect the American public to have about equal recognition
of those
names.
Equal in experience. Yeah,
experience. And so you got these two guys, but why does one have a 5-point higher rating than the other?
Well, I don't know.
Why does Mike Pence known by more people than is Tim Kaine? I'm surprised by that.
Well, it's just that they know him. It's not really a rating. It's just a name recognition thing,
right? But that name recognition is so important in politics.
I suppose.
And I just find it interesting that more people know of Mike Pence than of Tim Kaine. I can't think of a reason why that would be.
Well, here's probably the most important stat going into tomorrow night's debate. Only 10% of Americans say that this debate will have a major impact on their vote in November. But, you know, we got to go through this exercise to make sure that, you know, if these guys are called upon, God forbid, to actually serve as commander-in-chief during this first term of whomever becomes the next president, we want to make sure that they, you know, aren't complete and total, you know, incompetence.
Yeah.
So there's that. But it does bring us back to probably my favorite moment of any vice presidential debate, 1992.
Yeah.
Admiral James Stockdale there for Ross Perot.
Who am I? Why am I here?
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people were sort of thinking the same thing, right? And they probably will be thinking that about these two candidates as well. I remember last time around, it was Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. And boy, that was another example of one of those debates where it's like, oh, come on, Paul. You can get this guy. He just opened up the door for you. You can nail him. And Biden was so obnoxious. And, you know, it's interesting. Donald Trump is being criticized for his performance at this last debate because he was, you know, stepping in and interrupting. And he was, you know, trying to be combative. Wasn't that exactly Joe Biden last time around against Paul Ryan? But he was praised, of course, for his aggressive behavior and his take charge alpha male kind of behavior.
Right.
Listen, there are very few people who know what it's like to have to debate one of these two guys. We were trying to figure out, you know, who's a good person to talk to explain, you know, what's a good strategy for Governor Pence going in against Senator Tim Kaine. Well, here's a person who actually knows what he's talking about, former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen, who actually has had to debate Tim Kaine on a couple of occasions. He's going to be our guest at 8:05, and we will ask him exactly what he expects from the debate and what Pence should do.
It'll be very interesting. I'm looking forward to that. It is now 5:51 on WMAL. It's time, as we always do, around this time, from the 5 o'clock hour, to check in with El Rushbaugh.
Trying to pander to millennials, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders campaigned together last week at the University of New Hampshire. Hillary called Bernie a champion for equality and justice. She talked about his connection with younger voters. The grumpy old guy told the crowd that it was imperative for them to support her. In other words, forget all that revolution stuff, just play ball, like he's doing. And then Hillary told the audience, we have to address the massive wealth inequality in America. Yep, the same woman who scored millions of dollars from her career in government without accomplishing anything. She vowed that if she's elected, college will be debt-free. Families who earn less than $125,000 a year will be able to send their kids to public college or university tuition free. Clinton told the audience that going to college should be hard, but paying for it shouldn't be. I hope you millennials are smarter than these two worn-out politicians think you are. The first rule of adulthood is that there is no free stuff. Somebody has to pay your commie lib professors to spew all this anti-capitalist, anti-American BS that passes for education these days. These professors are the ultimate closet capitalists. They're not going to work for free. Somebody has to pay for the light bills. Somebody has to pay for them to eat. And their transgender bathroom, somebody got to pay for that too. Taxing the rich will not pay for all the free stuff that Hillary promises. She lies. Long time, big time. It is the way it is.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
It's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security System. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring at a great price of only $19.95 a month? Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving now. Why Ackerman? Because first of all, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. They can even leave your existing equipment in place and you'll get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month rate. At Ackerman Security, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Need another reason? During the month of October, just mention you heard the ad on WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With daylight savings time ending, with the sun setting earlier, holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and family are always safe and secure. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security right now. Get protected. Switch and save. Call 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, still status quo here in Interloop as you approach Connecticut Avenue and heading toward George Avenue. It was the lingering road work, now an hour overdue. Still blocks the two left lanes as you approach, again, Connecticut Avenue. And I'm looking at those delays forming quickly here as the morning rush hour gets in place. 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 29. You're good down to the Beltway, 270, but a volume. Virginia, no so bad through Annandale and Tyson. 66, there we go through Manassas towards Centerville, seeing more of the cars, some of the brake lights there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For now, it's all high pressure and it's all dry weather and seasonable temperatures over the next few days. Clouds will eventually break, mixed with sunshine. Today we'll make it up to 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Back and Knee Pain Hotline. It's now 5:56.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Witten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Ah, yes, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. The seasonal coffee drinks are brewing, and the annual maintenance fee for your timeshare is about to be mailed out. Don't you just love the fall? Chris Plant here. If you want that timeshare you're not using anymore to vacate your life, do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting you out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. The fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity. That means they don't expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Friends, leave your kids memories. Maybe a family heirloom. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today and schedule your free in-person consultation to review your contract and your options. Then, if you want out, know that Timeshare Exit Team stands behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research them at TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Do you take the last piece of candy in the office candy jar? And if so, do you feel guilty about it?
Also, at the Free Speech Forum, we asked the